and damn it, if you guys want to make speeches, come on and make them. And so I almost got unanimous consent to vote. Morrison and that crowd weren't there, and I just moved unanimous consent, but Kinkle stalled around long enough for Steve Young to come in there, but I almost had unanimous consent. The Republicans said, well, we don't object. It's all right with us to go ahead and vote, but they fiddled and faddled and stalled around long enough to delay me about 15 minutes by that time. One of Morris's crowd walked in, but they were going to be there. It didn't show up. I'd have got unanimous consent if the Republicans hadn't fiddled around. They want us to beat each other's throats as long as they can keep it that
way. Oh, yeah, they sure do. But you got to go sit down in Dirksen and say, now, listen, you told the president you'd help while Mike's gone here. I want your man to go with me and vote. I was wrong the other day. Hickenlooper voted right. But you just call them all. Tell them we want to report this bill. Now, I've got the reasons here. And we've got to move. We just can't. This government can't. We can't let it fall, mess around here while we're talking. It's going to look bad on Congress, too. And McNamara has already answered every damn question anybody can ask him. He's got nothing to do with economic aid anyway. And this vote's 8-7. Simon can now change. And then you get you some other buddies. Get old Lousy's proxy. And make Mike Manitos go help you. When they call that committee meeting, well, don't advertise yourself till you get a committee meeting. And go in there and move to report the bill, and without these folks appearing at all, and just say that you've waited long enough. It's been 44 days or whatever number of days. These boys out there can't wait that long when they attack. And that if anybody wants to have a hearing and talk further, it takes more than 44 days. Haul in the vice president to start that publicity racket. This is just gaining a little publicity. That first committee the vice president asked to come was foreign relations. He sat down and he decided he'd ask foreign relations. And then the leadership said, well, what about foreign affairs? Speaker wants to know, what about foreign affairs? So he asked foreign affairs. And then they said, well, if you're going to do that, you saw Westmoreland and the boys. What about armed services? So he got both armed services. They said, well, what about appropriation? He got both them. So he said, well, I got to see the leadership before I see them. So he saw all the leadership. He had to get up at daylight. He'd been going 11 days and hadn't had any sleep. But he got up and he plowed through the snow to come down to the leadership. Then he went over and talked to Fulbright and the whole Armed Service Appropriation Foreign Relations and let them ask every single damn question that they could think up or their administrative assistants could think up. And then when they got through, they said, what about the Democratic Study Group? So I went and saw 100 of them. Then they said, yes, I know it, but what about the committees that weren't examined? You just had two committed in the Senate, and then 15. Well, said, let's invite every other damn human. Get them all down there. So he had four damn meetings. And then when he gets through, this fellow said, well, it didn't happen the way I want to have them. Well, just say, since George Washington came down here and got in a goddamn row with him, ain't no president ever been back since. You can understand why. And the same thing's true of the vice president, and this is a lot of crap about Johnson demanding that he come and testify. He refused to testify when he was vice president. Every vice president refused to testify. Garner refused to testify. Not many people even asked him, but when Albert Thomas wanted him to appear on the space appropriations just to advise him on it, he said, I'd be glad to talk to you informally, but the vice president doesn't testify. And he's not going to be hauled in for somebody to testify. Now, what did happen, Sparkman, one or two of the members, when they went out there, talking to me up in the chair, and said, why don't you tell all the members of the committee about your trip? I said, I'd be glad to. I went down there one afternoon, they got coffee. Mansfield wouldn't come. He's the only man who knows anything about Asia. Fulbright sat there and wasn't a damn bit happy because he didn't want anybody saying anything. It held these vice presidents. They won't let old poor Hubert. He got the door bolted. They won't let him go in the next door there. He got a little shit house, a chick sales up there for the vice president. They've taken the big room away from him, won't let anybody use it, and won't use it themselves. The only thing they do is use it to take a leak in every now and then. But that great big room. And when Sparkman or whoever it was, two or three members, it wasn't Mansfield and it wasn't Fulbright. I said, sure, I'd like to tell you. I think the Foreign Affairs had said that they'd like to sit down and visit with me, old Lady Bolton. I did. But it's just as informal as you're sitting around here at the cabinet table in the morning. It's no more of a committee meeting. Wasn't any more of a testifying and anything. And I went over it with them. But anyway, whatever it was, Humphrey's already done it. And he's ready to have them up to his office. you don't have the president come up to see Fulbright. Who the hell is he that the president and the vice president have to come see? Where did he get these goddamn spurs? What kind of meat is that, red meat, is this Caesar been feeding on? God damn it, he's mad because he's invited only 29 times to the White House last time. And he's bellyaching about not being invited this year, and he's been invited 4 times this year.
Well, we'll seek to move it out, but I'll have it.
He humiliated the vice president enough when he's out in India and Pakistan trying to serve his country. He won't know who gave him authority. Congress gave him authority.
Right.
Well,
right.
What if we do Fulbright that way when he traveled off someplace? If I'd get up and say, who gave the senator authority to go to Australia and say he didn't know there's no war? Old Fulbright's coming up here this week, and we may. Well, anyway. This is a bad war, and we're winning it. Lodge gave out a long statement today, and a damn good one, about what all we're doing, the Honolulu Conference. And this very bunch of guys that are holding this damn thing now are the ones that are raising hell with the president at all the leadership meetings about he ought to do something politically and diplomatically, that he ought to do something on the social side, that he ought to just quit bombing and try to get kids in school. Now he's trying to get them in school, and by God, you hold up his money.
Yeah. Well, Mr. President, we're going to move as fast as we can, and we'll get one of them out of the way this by Wednesday, I guess. And then the first chance I get, I'm going to either Simon tonight, whoever's there, is going to move to report that bill ill in the committee. So I think we can get the vote. Republicans, I think, will vote with us. We got about 5 or 6, maybe 6 votes on our side. Yeah, we've got enough to report.
Well, Gene McCarthy, I don't know what's happening. Get a hold of him.
I don't know what the hell the matter with him. They want to play hard to get him. Maybe that Kennedy money's getting to him or something. Damn, if I can figure out. But anyway, we'll move to report as soon as we can, Mr. President.
That's wonderful. God bless you. You going to have a meet Monday of the foreign relations?
I hope so. I'm not positive about that. But finances meet Monday. I'm trying to get that tax bill out for you.
That's good. Don't get it where you got to go to a conference long. $7 million a day. Now, listen, what you do, Russell, and slip some of these paragraphs to one or two other fellows. Make old Gail McGee get up and demand that we get this money to the boys out there. And get 2 or 3 other fellows to kind of raise a question. You've got 1 or 2 friends that we've got still around there.
Yeah, sure.
Simon can get up and say, listen, I won't tell you. I've been out there, and we've had 40 days on this, or whatever number of days. I'll get Marvin to get you the stuff. Even before you go to the committee, let them be in the record, you see, so the newspapers will pick it up.
Well, all the stuff you'll send me, I'll try to use it.
Okay, thanks.
Pass it around.
Right.